With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. A major assault Sunday in Ukraine's capital, killing at least two people and injuring 20 more. The AP's Samia Kolob reports.
Russia attacked Ukraine with drones and missiles today in one of the largest aerial attacks on the country since the war began. The attack left smoke rising from the roof of Ukraine's Cabinet of Ministers building. Altogether, Russia launched over 800 drones, of which Ukraine managed to shoot down just over 700. But unfortunately, there were hits. A mother and her infant child were killed in their home. Residential buildings were struck.
Republicans say it is time to get busy and support our commander-in-chief. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says his party is formulating a plan to confirm several of the president's nominees in batches over the next few weeks.
And this is the first president in history in the annals. We went far as back as Herbert Hoover's administration. There hasn't been one president, with the exception of Trump, who at this point in his presidency hasn't had at least one nominee clear by unanimous consent or voice vote. It is unprecedented what they're doing. It's got to be stopped. The president deserves his team, and that's what the American people voted for, and we intend to deliver it.
As Chicago braces for federal immigration agents and possibly National Guard troops, churches in the city are turning up their response from the pulpit. Some are working to quell fears about the deportation, while others are addressing the possibility of more law enforcement on the streets. Florida has plans to drop school vaccine mandates, but not likely to take effect for at least another 90 days. And would only include chickenpox, maybe a few others. Florida Health Department has shared some of the details 4 days after the state's Surgeon General said families can opt out on vaccination. This is SRN News. A stern warning about gambling.
The NFL season kicks off this week, and over the course of the season, billions of dollars will be wagered and lost now that most states have legalized sports betting. The Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is urging Americans not to gamble. It's also telling pastors they need to speak out against gaming from the pulpit and prepare to help the problem gamblers that will likely begin to crop up in their communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of that shooting at a Catholic church in Minneapolis 2 weeks ago, dioceses around the country looking to their security arrangements. Catholic leaders in Chicago and Los Angeles ordering all schools to go over their safety plans and ensure the buildings are safe. Protestant churches and other houses of worship have also been put on notice by the Minnesota shooting. They are also making some changes. This is SRN News. Well, a weaker than expected August jobs report raising hopes the Fed interest rate cut could be right around the corner.
America's employers added a paltry 22,000 jobs last month. Economists had been expecting more than 76,000 new jobs. And what's more, June's numbers were revised downward, reflecting a loss of jobs for the first time in almost 4 years. All of this increases speculation the Federal Reserve will cut its benchmark interest rate, perhaps by a quarter point, perhaps even more, when policymakers meet in just over a week. Rich Thomason, Washington.
South Korea reaching a deal with the U.S. for the release of South Korean workers detained at an immigration raid at a Hyundai plant in Georgia. A South Korean spokesman says his nation plans to send a charter plane to bring the workers home. Officials say 300 South Koreans were among the 400 who were detained. More details at srnnews.com.